It's Monday, the 8th of September, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 1 p.m. news. President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah has arrived at Ekamuti Guest House in Ondangwa for the 26th annual meeting of the Council of Traditional Leaders running from 8 to 12 September. According to the Namibian Presidency, President Nandi-Ndaitwah will officially open the gathering in an effort to show the government's commitment to working with traditional leaders in shaping the country's future. The city of Windhoek has launched its 2025-26 public meetings, with the first held at the Rocky Crest Multipurpose Center. While most residents engaged constructively, the city raised concern over a few individuals who attempted to disrupt proceedings. Officials stressed that the meetings are non-political platforms for open dialogue on service delivery and development. City spokesperson Lydia Amutenia has more.
We strongly discourage such behavior, as this meetings are convened to provide a platform for open engagement between council and the community on developmental and service delivery matters, and not as an avenue for lobbying or political campaigning. We would like to remind the residents that the public meetings are non-political platforms designed to foster inclusivity, transparency, as well as constructive dialogue. Disruption or behavior that are intended to derail the objective of this engagement will not be tolerated, and we invite all residents, as they are welcome to attend, but orderly participation and mutual respect are a strict requirement.
To South Africa now, where the Activists and Citizens Forum is calling for urgent action to curb gang-related killings in Cape Town and other parts of the Western Cape. Spokesperson Dennis Bloom has urged the government to consider declaring a state of emergency to protect residents in high-risk townships.
It is the constitutional duty of the government to save the lives of the people of the country. We want to ask a very difficult and painful question. If these killings were happening in the white suburbs to white people, could the response be the same?
From elsewhere, U.S. President Donald Trump says certain European leaders will visit the United States this week to discuss the war in Ukraine. It comes after a series of major attacks on Ukraine by Russia over the weekend. Ukraine editor at the Atlantic Council, Peter Dickinson, says the options for more sanctions on Moscow are limited.
It would probably be measures against the, against Russia's ability to sell to the global market its oil exports, and perhaps also measures that would deliver seek to lower the global price of oil, which also would potentially have a very significant impact on Russia's ability to finance the war further. In terms of direct trade between the Americans and the Russians, there's very little, so there's not a lot of scope there to take any measures. So it's really all about trying to cut Russia out of world markets.
And finally, MTC has lifted the three-package limit on prepaid Aware subscriptions, allowing customers to activate unlimited bundles. General Manager Andreas Gustav says the move responds to demand for more flexibility and convenience, with additional affordable products expected soon. Here's MTC spokesperson Erasmus Nekundi.
Our customers need more flexibility, need more convenience and control. And this is the reason why we have decided to remove the limitation that we had on the number of Aware subscriptions that one can have at a time. Previously, one could only have up to three Aware subscriptions running at a time. However, we have decided to remove that restrictions and allow customers to have as many Aware subscriptions running concurrently, as many as they want. This is really to give control and flexibility and the convenience to our customers, so that we don't place that limitations on how our customer should be consuming these products that serve to their need.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.